My father looked at me and said, "Are you nuts? Are you out of your mind?" But when I heard the gospel, that was just a natural response that I believed it.
周りの人にとっては普通ではなかったんですけど、私にとってみれば普通のステップだったんです。
For the people in my life, for the people in my neighborhood, my family, that wasn't a normal response. But for me, it was.
でもですね、これは日本じゃなくて、いろんなどこの国でも、私たちが信仰のステップを踏むときに、前の人から必ずしもいいように思われないんですね。
But it's not just in Japan, but in any country.When we make a step of faith to receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, the people around us might not accept that.
また、ひょっとしたら自分の心の中で変わりたくないとか、また人に変わったように見られたくないという思いがあったりします。
And even in our own heart, there might be places that we really don't want to change or we don't want to surrender to Christ or there's also places that we don't want other people to think, oh, they're different.
特に日本では同じように見られたいという何か意識があったでしょうか?
Especially in Japan, everybody has a consciousness that I want to be the same as everybody else.
でもパウロも同じようだったと思うんです。
But I have to think that Paul was no different than any of us.
でもパウロも神様の愛に触れた時に変えられて、本当にもう何だろう、もう違う生き方を選択したんです。
But when Paul was touched by the love of Christ, his whole life was changed.
でもいろいろな人に、当然そうするといろんな人に批判も、いろんな批判やいろんなことを言われたりするのは、当たり前のことになります。
But Paul, if we receive Christ and we decide to live for Christ, there are definitely going to be people who oppose us.
いろんな迫害の仕方っていうか、いろんな悪口の言い方があるんですけども。
There are various ways of persecution, aren't there? There are various ways to talk badly about someone.
古い昔、もう本当にだいぶ前に日本でクリスチャンが悪く言われたことを、一つ紹介します。
I want to share with you, some of the bad things that people said about Christians when Christianity first came to Japan.
これは日本語で言うとデマなんですけども、
rumor,
bad, untruthful rumor, デマなんですけども。
This was an untruthful rumor that non-Christians were spreading about the new Christians.
今朝私たちは聖餐式をしました。
Actually, here this morning we had a communion service.
それはイエス様の十字架の技を覚えてイエス様の砕かれた肉体と血潮を象徴して御同士とパンをいただく時ですね。
Communion is a time that symbolizes the death of Christ on the cross and the elements of bread and wine or of grape juice symbolizes Christ's body and Christ's blood. It's a symbol to remember his death on the cross.
160年ぐらい前に日本にプロテスタント宣教師たちが初めてやってきます。
So, around 160 years ago, the first communion services were held by Protestants here in Japan.
そして初めて1872年に初めて日本の教会ができます。
And in 1870, the first Protestant church was established in Japan.
そこで彼らが生産式をしました。
And when the church was established, they held a communion service just like we do at our church.
その時にこういうデマが広まりました。
And at that time, this rumor, this false rumor spread about the Christians.
クリスチャンたちは隠れて人の肉と食べ血を飲んでいる。
Christians are hiding and they're eating the flesh and drinking the blood of people.
人食い人種だ。カニバ
ル。The Christians are cannibals.
ねえ、いろんなデマが飛ぶんですね。
There are different rumors that can be spread about us out there.
そんないろんなデマが飛ぶ中でも、なんでそうやって2000年間キリスト教が、クリスチャン、神様愛が述べつられてきたんでしょうか。
So if we think about those rumors that were being spread, then how did Christianity continue? How did, was it able to stay alive?
これは神様の愛に触れた人が本当に自分ではできないこと、愛の行いをしてきたからなんです。
It's because people whose lives were touched by the love of Christ, their lives were changed, and they went out and lived for Christ and did impossible things, things that were impossible for people on their own strength to do.
当然、聖霊様の力もあるんですけど、本当に神様の愛を受けた人の姿を見て、人々は神様の愛のことを、神様の愛を実感しました。
People who were looking at Christians felt the love of Christ because those Christians were changed by Christ's love and by the Holy Spirit.
例えばですね、聖書は第二コリント少し挙げましたけれども、
we read from 2 Corinthians today, but
第二コリントのところで、まあ、マケドニアの教会の人たちがですね、で、エルサレムに。
In the Bible, it talks in the same letter to the Second Corinthians. Paul talks about the Macedonian church and how they were contributing financially to the gift for Jerusalem, people in Jerusalem.
ちょっとそこの一節を見ますね。兄弟たち、マケドニア州の諸教会に与えられた神の恵みについて知らせましょう。彼らは苦しみによる激しい試練を受けていたのに、その満ち満ちた喜びと極度の貧しさにあふれ出て、人に惜しまず施す豊かさとなったということです。私は明かしますが、彼らは力に応じて、また力以上に自分から進んで、聖なる者たちを助けるための事前の技と奉仕に参加してほしいと、しきりに私たちに願い出たのです。
If you read English, let's read together. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints.
わかるんですけど、マケドニアの人たちは自分たちも結構厳しいところ、大変なところを通っていたんですね。
If you read this, it's rather straightforward. From this passage tells us that the Macedonian church were not in an easy situation.
日本で言うと激しい試練とか、
they were in a severe time of testing.
極度の貧しさとか、
and they were very poor.
でもそれと違う言葉で、でも彼らは喜びに満ち満ちてたって。
But it also says that their joy was overflowing.
そして惜しまずに豊かに捧げる思いがあったという。
And it says that without hesitating, they wanted to give of their finances to this offering that was being taken up.
この箇所を見ただけでも、私はもうマケドニアの人たちが本当に神様の愛をしっかりと理解してたんだろうと思うんですね。
So as I read this passage,I'm reminded that the massive people of the Macedonian church must have experienced the love of Christ and that had changed them.
彼らの神様の愛に対する応答がこうして捧げることでもあったんです。
The response to Christ's love was in giving.
私たちは神様の愛に触れた時、どのように応答するでしょうか?
When we're touched by God's love, how do we respond?
このように金銭的なものを捧げることもその一つかもしれません。
One way of responding is to dedicate our lives to living for Him.
一つ本を紹介しますね。
I want to share one particular book with you.
紹介峠。
It's called in English Shiokari Pass.
読んだことのある人。
How many of you have read this book in English?
少ない。これは
Not many of you.
おすすめの本です。
This is really a book that I would highly recommend.
英語でもなってます。
It's translated into English.
これはクリスチャン作家の三浦綾子さんが書かれた本です。
Author, famous author, Japanese author Miura Ayaka.Wrote this book.
実話に基づいた話です。
And this is a book that's based on a true story.
この小説の中では信夫さんという主人公なんですけども、
she Miura-san changes it a little bit to, changes the names a little bit, but the main character of her story is called Nobuo.
Nobuo-san は鉄道に勤める人です。
And he's a, his job is working on the railroad.
で、彼はある時、自分から、まあ、理由の婚約式に向かう途中に電車に乗ります。
So he was actually on his way to and in his own engagement ceremony.
でもその潮刈り峠という急な峠があるらしいんですけども。
But he was going to go. The train was going to go past this very steep area called 潮刈り Pass.
ところがどうかその客車っていうか電車の一部が外れてしまって。
One portion of the tracks was not exactly lined up, and the train was going to crash. And the train began to slide down this very steep And he tried to stop the train with the emergency brake, but the train didn't stop.
そして最後に彼は、あ、言わない、すいません、すいません、すいません、ないんだけど、でも最後に彼は、すべての、あ、OK、そうか、言わなきゃいけないね。あ、自分の命を、彼の体がブレーキになるんです。
So, in this story, and it's based on a true story, he uses his own body to stop the train, as a brake for the train.
それ彼によって全ての乗客は助かったんです。
And he gave his life to save all the other people who were riding that train.
彼にとってみれば、イエス様が自分のために死んでくださったことがすごく大きかったようなんですね。
For this person in the story, but also a person in real life, the death of Christ and the love of Christ was huge and really affected how he lived.
神様の愛に対する冒頭が、この信夫さんにとっては乗客を救うという行為でもあったようです。
His response to Christ's death and Christ's love was to save the other passengers on this train, to give his own life for theirs.
イエス様が十字架につけられてからこの2000年の間多くのクリスチャンたちが自分のものを捧げてきました。
Throughout the more than 2000 years of Christian history, there are many, many people who gave in many different ways because of the love of Christ.
普通できないことがおできたんですね。
Many, many people did things that are out of the ordinary, that are beyond our human imagination.
ある人にとってみればそれは正気じゃないとか愚かとか思われるかもしれませんけれども。
Maybe some people would look on those actions from the outside and think, that's crazy behavior. But
でもその人たちによって今もこうやってキリストの愛が伝わっているんです。
But when the love of Christ had changed their lives, just like when the love of Christ changes our own lives, we turn and face in another direction and we do things that are beyond normal thinking, rational thinking.
英語で僕2冊用意しました。もし読みたい人があったら。
I brought this Japanese. Oh, you have two?
これ見つけたのこんな。昨日見つけたのこれ。I'm sorry。これは皆さん紹介しようと思って買ったんですよ。これはですね、実はこれ知ってる？
知るよ。
あ、知る？違う。僕は結婚1年目の結婚記念日にこれを妻にあげたんです。
So I gave it to my wife on our first anniversary.
はい、じゃ
あ。So if you want, you borrow this one. If you want to see what you
wrote. ね、どういう思いだったかね、本当に。このことを、私は妻
に
本当に神様の愛に触れた時に、ね、私たちは さまざまなことができないと思っていることができたりするんです。
When we're touched by the love of Christ, we can do things that are in our own strength we would be unable to do.
I want to introduce,
just to finish off, one quote from a famous Christian.
Mary Lyon さんという人です。
Her name is Mary Lyon.
もうだいぶ前の人ですね。
She lived quite a long time ago.
聞いたことあるかもしれません、Mary Lyon。
How many of you have heard of Mary Lyon?
Mary Lyon はですね、貧しい家に育ちました。
She was a young woman who was raised in a very poor family, grew up in a very poor family.
なかなか、ね、学校にも行けなかったんですけども。
She couldn't go to school.
でも一生懸命勉強して。
She studied hard on her own.
学校の先生になりました。
And she became a teacher.
でも当時はですね、その女性のための教育ってあまりアメリカでも少なかったんですね。
But at that time, the time when she lived, even in the United States, there wasn't very good education for women, for girls.
彼女は女性のための教育を志しました。
And she wanted to, to pioneer education for women.
で、特にですね、あまり家が豊かでない、ね、人たち、子供たちが、女の子たちが、こう教育を受けることを彼は、彼女は貢献したんです、ね。
And she especially wanted to give a good education for young girls and women who grew up in poor families.
で、一緒に寮生活をしながら共に住んで、
And they lived in a dormitory together.
で、彼女は自分の思いを、
And she shared what was in her heart with her, with the girls, with her students.
で、彼女はよく言った言葉はこれだって言うんですね。
And this is something that she often said to them.
Go where no one else would go. Do what no one else would do. これを子供たちが覚えてこれを握って卒業していくわけです。
And the girls who heard this often held on to these words and graduated from her school.
神様の愛に触れて、キリストの愛に触れて、自分が何ができるだろうか。
And their lives were changed by the love of Christ, and they sought and they considered, what can I do?
他の人が行かないところ、他の人がところはしないことをしようと思ったんです。
Let me do things that no one else will do. Let me go places that no one else will go.
1900年代に、ね、外国に行く宣教師たちがアメリカからいましたけれども、
In the early 1900s, there were quite a few.
Or maybe 20th century.Around in 20th century.
That's around
1900.
There were various missionaries going to various places.
で、このライアンの育てた人、女性が婦人宣教師の 20% だったんです。
And, of women who became missionaries, in the early 1900s, 20% of them had graduated from Mary Lyon School.
約20カ国に200人人が世界に伝わってきました。
Around 200 young women went as missionaries to various places in the world.
20 countries.
To 20 countries.
その頃、外国旅行ってのは大変なんですね。もう死ぬ覚悟で行くんですよ。
And it's not wasn't like today. At that time,going to a foreign country was possibly could involve your own death.
数ヶ月もかかります。
It would take several months by boat to get to another country.
宣教師の記録を見ると、どんどん宣教師は死んでいくんですね。
And if you look at the history of missionaries, they die. They just die and die and die.
でも彼女たちの献身が人々の心を変えていくんですね。
ButTheir lives were touched by Christ's love, and they dedicated not just their life in theory, but they dedicated their everyday to serving Christ.
世界でも日本でも女の子たちは神様の愛を聞いて、それが彼女たちのなんていうの、人生生き方を見て分かったんですね。
So, people in Japan, young girls in Japan saw the lives of these women missionaries, they're called Bible women, and they realized that these women are different from normal
people.
And because of their commitment, the commitment of these missionaries, the lives of many young Japanese women and girls were also changed, and they had the same spirit of, I will dedicate my life to live for Christ.
他の誰も行かないところに行くとか。
They made a decision to go to a place where no one else would go.
他の誰もしないことを。するということは、
They made a decision to do what no one else would do.
それは義務や仕事ではないんですね。
And it wasn't something that they did out of a sense of duty, but rather,
神様の愛の対する応答だったわけですね。
But it was a response to the love of Christ which they themselves had experienced.
私たちが本当に神様の愛をしっかり握ったときに私たちの生き方が変えられます。
When we really receive and hold on to the love of Christ, the way that we live our everyday lives will be changed.
できないことができるようになったりします。
Things that seem impossible become possible.
ね、迫害されることがあまり気に なったりします。
We stop thinking about how are we going to be thought of or how will we be persecuted if we live like that.
今朝、私は皆さんと共に本当に神様の愛を握る時を持ちたいと思っています。
This morning, I want to, as a community, as a church family, set our eyes, open our hearts once again.The love of Christ. Once again, I want to taste and see the love of Christ that He showed each one of us on the cross.
私たちをコントロールしているのはですね、欲望とか憎しみではなくて、本当に神様の愛でコントロールされたり支配されたりです。
May each one of us be controlled not by our own desires, but rather by the love of Christ.
私たちは敵をも憎むことができるようになるかもしれません。
Because the love of Christ will enable us to love all those around us, even enable us to love our enemies.
神様の愛を受けて神様の愛に応答しましょう今日。
Let's really once again be refilled and once again receive the love of Christ, and then let's consider how am I.Going to respond. How are we as a community going to respond to that love?
そしてこの神様の愛のバトンをですね、次の世代に渡したいんですね。私たち代で終わりなんです。次の世代の神様が愛してくださって、神様は本物だっていうことを受け渡したい。
How are we going to
receive the
baton that we can pass to the next generation of Christ?
そのために神様は私たちを用いてくださることを祈っていきましょう。
Let's pray and let's seek God's guidance of how He's going to use me and you and us as a body.
では賛美をしていきます。神様の愛を求めましょう。
Let's seek the love of Christ and let's listen and open our hearts. world this morning.
And
Father God, if there's anyone here who hasn't received your love, let them make a decision to receive it now, to say yes to you, to your love, to your forgiveness.